Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, the pass across, they score! The Rangers take a 4-3 lead with 4:19 remaining. Long shift and the finish by Chris Kreider. A third period hat trick.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
On The Fan in New York. First order of business. There are three huge signs printed out in here with the new phone number to dial. If you want to be on air tonight, if you would like to join this five-hour sports talk show at any time, you now dial 888-808-1019. Again, 888-808-1019 to join The Fan. Just when I got used to saying the number in my own special way, one more time, I'll say the old number. 877-337, a six, and two more sixes. Well, that's done. That's done. Shout out to Ryan Hurley. We got some new touch screens in here, new call screens. I was just talking to Ack like, yo, you see this? We're in the future. We're running a Windows 98 in here for the calls, but we've been upgraded. Good. Good. The future. Let's talk about the future. The future is bright for your New York Yankees. And I know you guys want to talk about the Rangers and cry about, like, just stop it for a second, man. It's game one. It's a series. And I was talking about it last night, and if you listen to my show last night after the Yankee game, we're probably going to talk about the same things because not too much has happened in the news cycle, so we'll get to the Rangers and the Panthers and how quiet the Garden. Like, just stop, man. It's just corny. Like, it's a long series. If they go down 2-0, they're cooked. But the Panthers were the favorites in the series. Let's talk about the Yankees tonight. The Knicks are out. Eastern Conference Finals game two is Pacers Celtics. Like, the focus should be on your New York Yankees. The Mets can't lose tonight. And earlier in this week, there was a lot of conversation on the Fan about, oh, the Yankees can't beat good teams. The Yankees get punched in the mouth by the Baltimore Orioles and the Seattle Mariners. I didn't see it that way. I was at the game Tuesday. I watched these games. I tried to break it down to you guys last night. There was a few different things that happened. Clark Schmidt tipping his pitches. That's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan baseball, but it is what it is. I even pointed to the scoreboard malfunction and, you know, mistakes were made. And when mistakes are made, you learn from mistakes and you come back better for it. And that's what the Yankees did. The first game, they were up 4-1. That was a win. Second time, we turn out the lights and Holmes comes into the song. I don't even know the name of the song. His new entrance, it didn't work out so well. He blows the save. Gleyber Torres skips the ball past Rizzo. You lose the game. Good on the Mariners. The next night, they fight back. Gleyber Torres, 3-run homer to bring it within one. And the analytics got him. The lanes got him. The paperwork got him. The plan got him. They didn't go off script, and they tried to steal some outs with Clayton Andrews pitching for the first time he had ever been in New York City. You feel me? Like, you know, that's how they lost that first game and second game, back-to-back games for the first time in the Bronx this season, for the first time in a month. And Yankee fans just got to be negative. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. It's glass half full for some, glass half empty for the rest. But you have to give credit to these New York Yankees. Aaron Judge is healthy. All rise. He's having maybe the best month of his career. And for me, the inflection point is May 4th when Ryan Blakeney ejected this man who probably wanted to go his entire career without being ejected. He tries so hard to not show up the umps. He tries so hard to, you know, just be a good guy, to carry himself with class. He's the captain. And I was worried about his health in April. I've forgotten about April now. It's May. This guy is back to MVP level, worth every penny. And you love to see it. 888-808-1019. Give me some time. It's not going to roll off the, you know. Juan Soto. Another Soto photo. In a matter of 6 days, this guy gives you two games in the Bronx where he has two homers. He sees a lot of pitches. It's a show every time he steps in that batter's box. Him versus the pitcher, versus the catcher, versus the home plate ump. And it's infectious, right? This Juan Soto energy has rubbed off on his teammates. Young Anthony Volpe has figured it out at the leadoff spot. You love to see it. Oh, in year 7 as a Yankee, Giancarlo Stanton being rested in favor of giving Judge the DH spot. All he does is come back and hit homers. So when I'm looking at this Yankees team in this lineup with Alex Verdugo, and I think about how Yankee fans said, oh, this clubhouse isn't going to work out. These personalities aren't going to mesh together. How's Boone going to control these guys with Alex Verdugo coming over from the Boston Red Sox? Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto, showing up to spring training with a shirt that said so much. Marcus Stroman, who was tweeting at Yankees fans, blocking us on Twitter, saying stuff about Brian Cashman. It's never going to work here. I don't want that guy on my team. How's he been? He's the first guy out of the dugout to congratulate everyone after they get off that mound. He's wearing vintage throwback Yankees merch. Guy must have been a diehard Yankee fan growing up. He's got a candle in his locker, a tradition that he's brought to the team. Right? Every day that he started in Major League Baseball, he has a candle that he lights when he comes in just for some vibes, some energy. He blows the candle out before he takes the field. Now that candle gets passed around to whoever is pitching. Nestor Cortez took the ball in place of Gerrit Cole. Nestor Cortez has been good enough for me. Clark Schmidt, who him and Stroman are best buds. Clark Schmidt has been impressive, very impressive in his second year. Homegrown talent. Oh, speaking of homegrown talent, I'm wearing my Luis Gil, Gil-matic, King of the Heels shirt today because that guy is special. And now you're hearing people call him an ace, and people are looking at the Padres and they're saying, how come they didn't ask for this guy? They forgot about him. He came back from Tommy John surgery, and they're not worried about how many pitches he's throwing now. In the beginning of the season, they were, but now they're letting him have at it. He's striking guys out. He's dominant, and he is learning from Gerrit Cole. Oh, yeah, Cole's not back yet. But Carlos Rodon, so many people said this season hinged on what version of Carlos Rodon the Yankees were going to get. So far, so good. I appreciate you, Carlos Rodon, settling in year two in New York like we've seen so many do. And yeah, I already gave Stroman his love. This rotation has one of the best ERAs in baseball without the reigning AL Cy Young winner. What more do you want from these guys, right? You're getting clutch moments out of guys like Oswaldo Cabrera, who many didn't even think would get an opportunity to play. You have guys like Anthony Rizzo, who are not concussed, back and contributing. There's so many guys to go around. I mean, imagine when Gleyber Torres finally gets going. He got going some in this last week. But DJ is on the way back, and everybody wants to know, what are the Yankees going to do when Dominguez comes back? We don't know. Don't necessarily need to rush the 21-year-old switch-hitting center fielder back. And what are the Yankees going to do when Gerrit Cole comes back? Jack Curry today told you there will be no six-man rotation. It doesn't make sense for the Yankees to do that. Cole needs to go every 5 days. Rodon needs to stay on his schedule. Stroman needs to stay on his schedule. I think those three guys, as veterans, starters, are locks to stay in the rotation. I think, obviously, young Luis Gil might be the first candidate to go, but he's become a fan favorite. You're most excited to see him pitch out of all five of these guys. Nestor Cortez, I think, is a champ. I think he won't sweat it if he has to go to the bullpen or if they skip his start. I think he'll take it like a vet, you know, the same way he stepped up to take the ball on opening day. But these are good problems to have, folks. These are good problems to have. The Yankees are drawing 37,000, 37,000, 47,000 on the weekdays to see the Seattle Mariners, who I never said anything about them being an elite team. I don't care if they're in first place in the AL West with the bum-ass Astros and the Anaheim Angels, who don't have Ohtani, don't have Trout, don't have Rendon ever. Just because they came in and won two games, that's baseball, Susan, but that's not Susan baseball. This team is elite. This is one of the better Yankee teams we've seen in a long time, but y'all still want to complain. Brian Cashman gets all of the blame for every failure, everything that's gone wrong. Every season, it's Cashman sucks. Fire Cashman. It's Cashman's fault. Cashman did that. Nobody is patting him on the back right now. Nobody's saying, hey, Cash, The chemistry of this team, this lineup, we're getting a consistent lineup every day, Boone. Nobody's saying, hey, Cash, we see you. We see how you responded to 82 and 80. I guess he doesn't deserve that. And if I hear another Yankee fan say these two things, I'm going to lose it. It's just so corny. I love y'all, but I hate this. I hate the George Steinbrenner is rolling over in his grave right now. Lose that. Lose that phrase, please. Stop. Or, we pay money hand over fist. $15 beers at the stadium. Chicken buckets are $40. It's $40 to park. If I want to take a family of four. Shut up. Just stop. It costs money to do anything in New York City. I woke up today, I have $464 on my Easy Pass. Just driving to Yankee Stadium and driving to work. Easy Pass is like, yeah, we'll take $385 and add it to your account. I say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't need that much money on the Easy Pass. The toll's 13 bucks. I live right by the tunnel. I'm never tripping off of what it costs at Yankee Stadium and looking at what the Yankees' profit is, $700 million, what the Yankees are evaluated at $7.4 billion and saying, Hal Steinbrenner, stop crying broke. Hal Steinbrenner doesn't cry broke. how Steinbrenner is the one getting on the phone on the yacht to make sure Aaron Judge isn't headed to the San Francisco Giants. You feel me? Hal Steinbrenner is the one back in 2019. I went to sleep and Yankees Twitter was telling me that the Angels were going to sign Gerrit Cole and that the numbers that were out there, $36 million a year AAV, that was too rich for Hal Steinbrenner. No way would Hal Steinbrenner do that. And then I wake up the next morning, it's like Christmas, we got Gerrit Cole. Cashman gets his white whale. Hal Steinbrenner has the money. Hal Steinbrenner is doing what he has to do to make this team, a team that we all love to go watch, a team that we represent. We wear Yankee logos on our hats, on our shirts, on our shorts, on our socks. And we all understand it's been 15 years since the last World Series appearance. But look at this team so far. They're starting to make you feel all tingly inside. Do they not get credit for that? Did you guys forget just last week Hal Steinbrenner said this about the generational Juan Soto? He said, I don't think there's any doubt about that, talking about Juan Soto and him spending the rest of his career with the Yankees. He said his agent, Scott Boras, doesn't tend to normally do deals in the middle of a season. Neither do I. I think it can be a distraction. But as I said in spring training when I met with the media, this is a unique situation and a very unique player, so I wouldn't be shocked if there was a conversation or two had possibly during the course of the season. You guys forgot about that. He said, I think it's worth doing at some point. I wanted to give Juan time to really settle in, have a conversation with him at some point, and make sure that obviously the most important thing is this is a place he can see himself for a long time. You guys forgot about that. That was printed on May 16th. So this whole week, all I've heard about Hal Steinbrenner and his comments coming from the owners' meetings, let's go back. You guys forgot about this too. Baseball was locked out. Going into the 2022 season, baseball was locked out. There was a new collective bargaining agreement. And so when Hal Steinbrenner is in New York at the owners' meetings, talking to the same guys that he was dipping on, right? Remember that? Remember Hal leaving? I'm going to bed. I'm prioritizing my sleep. Whatever y'all want to do, y'all can do. We're the New York Yankees. I'm out of here. Text me. Leave me a voicemail. I don't need to sit here all night with y'all burning the midnight oil. I'm going to bed. I have things to do in the morning. Hal Steinbrenner's talking to his peers. And when he says, I'm going to be honest, payrolls at the level we're at right now are simply not sustainable for us financially, he told no lies. So I don't understand why everybody's calling the fan, tweeting at me. Last night I had this rant. It was one of the last things I did at 1:45 before I got off. Because I'm tired of it. It sounds so dumb for you guys to talk about the money you put into the organization. Yeah, play the 50-50. Next time you go, I'm sitting in the bleachers. I'm like, what the hell is this barcode on the bleachers? You scan the barcode, you can play the 50-50. Play the 50-50. You can even play it from home. Put all the money you can into the organization. With payroll at $305 million this season, according to SpotRack.com, already set with $202 million of commitments for 2025, the Yankees certainly could hand Juan Soto another nine-figure mega deal. This is coming from Brian Hoke's article today. You guys got to think about it. And I know some of you don't think about it. And I know some of you fake-ass Yankee fans don't really go to the stadium. You helicopter in. Now is a great time to helicopter in because the Yankees have the best record in the AL. They're in first place. It's a great time to put your Yankee hat back on. The Knicks are eliminated. The Rangers lost game one. So here we go with the fake-ass Yankee fans that just want to rip Hal Steinbrenner. What he said is smart business. It makes sense. And if you look at the construction of this team, there are young guys already here. Anthony Volpe's not going to cost that much. Oswaldo Cabrera doesn't cost anything. Austin Wells doesn't cost that much. When you hear the names of Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones on the way, they're not going to cost that much. Luis Gil doesn't cost anything. Clark Schmidt might get an extension. It's still not going to hurt the Yankees. There's money coming off the books. This is a prove-it year for Gleyber Torres, and so far I don't think Gleyber Torres comes back. He's at $14.2 million. Alex Verdugo, love the guy, fan favorite, but the way he's playing, somebody's going to throw a bag at him, and with the bag that we're about to throw at Juan Soto, we might just have to say farewell to the big dog. Clay Holmes, if he's looking for an Edwin Diaz-type deal, we can't give you an Edwin Diaz-type deal. Look at Edwin Diaz right now. Tommy Canley, this is probably his last run, but it's his second tour. Jonathan Loaisiga, he's hurt again. He's gone. Caleb Ferguson, gone. Anthony Rizzo may be back because that's Judge's right-hand man. But you follow me? You see what I'm saying? There's money coming off the books. Aaron Hicks is being paid right now. Josh Donaldson is being paid right now. So what Hal is saying is, yo, we're not going to keep doing this. We're not going to keep having these $300+ million payrolls, paying the luxury tax, helping the Tampa Bay Rays compete against us, losing draft picks. It's the Steve Cohen tax. They just collectively bargained this. Am I losing it? I don't get it. Hal says, I'm going to be honest, payroll's at this level right now. Like, I don't even have to reiterate it. What I'm saying to you is he's trying to be fiscally responsible. The Yankees can compete without going out there and spending that much money. And him saying this is not him saying that they're not going to sign Juan Soto. Where's Juan Soto going to go? To Queens? Why? You think he's dumb? You think Scott Boras is dumb? You think Hal Steinbrenner's dumb? They're not. And the conversations they're having, he's going to hit free agency. But you can start figuring some numbers right now. 888-808-1019. I had to get that off my chest because it's just corny, man. I'm somebody that used to get the cheapest ticket to get into Yankee Stadium. I've taken the train for 2 hours to get to Yankee Stadium. I go to Yankee Stadium, I don't spend a dollar now. And if you can't figure out how to make it cost effective, that's on you. You can bring in your own water. You can bring in your own food. You can park on the street. You can take public train. Like, I don't understand why we always go back to how much the beers cost, how much the food costs. They don't make you buy that stuff. And if you love the team and you want to see the team be successful, we currently have three guys with over $300 million contracts. And right now, I have no problem with Gerrit Cole, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton being on this team. And we're about to have another guy that might have double that, might have a $600 million contract, and he deserves it. And they're going to figure out how to pay him. And so if you're crying about it, go to Queens, right? Go be a Mets fan and go sit over there and watch Queens Best Dance Crew break dance on top of the dugout.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.